Okay, tonight's speaker is Brother Tim. You may be seated. Now, you'll be hearing us talk about the hidden mysteries, right? Okay, in Revelation 10, I think I better read that and so you know exactly what we're talking about here. Now, you know, Revelation 5, there were the seven seals. In Revelation 6 was the six or seven written seals, correct? In Revelation 10, 7 said that but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he should begin to sound, shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he has declared unto his servants, the prophets. Now, in the days of the voice, as Brother Tim brought out somewhere, that is in the Greek, in the days of the blast. And actually a blast went off February 28th, 1963. It was a blast. And the scripture in the Greek says a blast. Now, what I'm referring to here, and these mysteries here, sixth seal or seventh seal would be open, which is part of the mysteries, then that should be finished when he began to declare, should be finished as he has declared to his servants. When he would begin to sound, those six seal mysteries would be finished right away. Then I gave you the 2003 tapes. I spoke about it. I divided the time from March 63 to June 14, 1964. Then I took the second part, the finishing of his message, the last message, which would be June 14th around through December 1965, because capped off with the rapture tape. Jesus does all three. But now in verse 3, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write and heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. These are the hidden mysteries. That's what we're talking about. And that will be the message that the fivefold ministry will preach on the third pull, third phase. The hidden mystery that was there, and he said, seal it up. And in other words, don't write it, don't put it in the Bible. Don't put it there. All down through the Bible, all these hidden things. Brother Coleman, like what? Future home to bride. Like what? Marriage and divorce. Do you understand now? These are hidden in the Bible. Amen. So therefore, there was another part after the seven written seals, and the seventh seal was opened, and there we know under there were seven thunders. But there's another part in verse 3 and 4 that the thunders uttered over there, and he said, don't write it. And that's the hidden mysteries. There's another part of the revelation of Jesus Christ. And Christ himself would come down and reveal that through his mouth, seven angels. You understand now? Then that was sealed up. Then Brother Branham began to reveal the hidden mysteries. If you want to know about it, you got the tape, you got the book, Anointed and Commissioned, Beaumont, Texas, 1976. And that was the message where the hidden mystery was preached on the way it will be preached on. And God hid that tape away. And I forgot all about it. And he brought it out last year when I found it down in the basement. So therefore, that was hid back. And also the Elohim series, that was hid back, which is the dynamics. So all goes together. So therefore, Brother Tim will speak tonight. And you understand about Revelation 10, 3 and 4 now, the hidden mysteries. So from June 14, 1964 to December 1965, the hidden mystery was revealed. And the seven thunders reveals the hidden mysteries, which is the opening of the Word. And open the Word takes you back to the Bible, back to the Word. And that's what you heard this morning, back to the Bible. And we're not going to play with nobody. We're going to preach the Word here. So, amen. So now, what can I say about Brother Tim Smith? Brother, do you realize, church, that God, because Brother Blewett, when he introduced him last week, he says, you know, it was very hard to know where's this effect. That why would God take Brother Tim out of London in the last 3 years or so, for 4 years, and take him over to America? And he said it was hard for us to understand it. But then Brother Blewett said, but now we do know God took him out of here, put him in New York, where the revelation is at, that Tim's ministry would be enlarged and go out to the world. In Pennsylvania, that is the ministry that you have there, and we have it here. He is a teacher, a preaching teacher, and I've never seen a gift like his. I know a whole lot of teachers, and you'd be there 3 hours and they don't even say nothing. Yes, sir, but this man comes in there about an hour or so, the whole thing is blown open. Teaching and preaching. Now, I can tell you one thing. Anyone that's in the fivefold ministry or any believer, whatever, Satan's going to train his guns on you. Maybe seated. He's going to train his gun. Every one of his guns is going to be trained on you. And he's going to try everything he can to stop Brother Tim and Brother Nathaniel and Jonathan, Brother David Thompson. He's going to see to it, you see. But we thank God that we know that all things will work together for good. So I'll be speaking more about that. Now, the hidden mysteries, almost finished. Okay, I was going to make a mess out of this about a message out of this, talk to you from here, but I did it last year, so I'm not going to do it again. But here, I just want to bring this up to you. I said June 14th. Well, here's why. Page 29, Unveiling of God, 1964. Now, the word was brought forth, then it's written out, and then it was put behind and still veiled. For God was always in that word. Amen. He's the word always. He was in that word. That's the reason the word had to be veiled. Oh, brother, sister, are you catching it? Hallelujah is right. Amen. Look, don't you see? It's been veiled through these pages according to what God said. And it would be open in the last days. Those seven seals would be broke and the full thing would come into view of the people, what took place all along. The hour of the seventh angel's message, all the mysteries of God should be made known in that Elijah, in his last hour. And in Elijah would be the Son of Man. And the Son of Man, over the Revelation 10:3-4, would reveal the thunders. How that Christ is put out of his church as Son of God. How he's revealed as Son of Man again, and how that the church is to be put in order. And everything for the last day. No creed, no denomination, just absolutely the word living in the individual. I'll take one and I'll leave one. I'll take this one, leave that one. There's no strings, no denomination, no bindings, or nothing. It's the heart with God and Him alone. Okay? And then on July 19, 1964, page 10, now remember, Feast of the Trumpets. God is the Word. Each age He has allotted the Word for each age that would be on the earth. He allotted it in the church age. And the seven seals revealed every bit of it. See, why, here it is, why was there mysteries that was still hid? Still hid after the six seals. See, He said, Revelation 10, we find at the end of the seventh angel's message, other words, the finishing of it, that these mysteries that had been hid would be revealed. Revelation 10:1-7. Notice the reason is because there had been no prophets during this age. The Bible said that God does nothing till He reveals it to His prophets, His servants, the prophet. And the word of the Lord in all ages has always come to the prophets, never to a system, never to a group. Page 12. And now through the church ages, they had done the same. And the seven seals is to reveal all the mysteries that was left off during that time, because we are without prophets, and the word does not come to reform us. Page 13. Now, upon that basis, we come to the Feast of the Trumpets, the hidden mysteries. Hidden mystery, sure. Six trumpet, Hitler, Eichmann, and a Jew, that's hidden. Six, who knew that? These are the That's what I'm telling you. You got to study the message. The hidden mystery, your garment, your wedding garment is in there. Amen. It's prophesied. It was to be that way. Therefore, it had to be revealed in the way that it was. But to be revealed in this last day to fulfill exactly what I just said, Malachi 4th chapter, St. Luke 17:30, and how he would do it, and Hebrews 13:8, Hebrews 4:12, and many of those scriptures that tell us. What about the future home of the bride? He marked New Jerusalem. Hidden mystery. He explained that the earth took a baptism with Noah. He explained that Jesus' blood sanctified the earth. All these were hidden mysteries. Are you beginning to wake up? So don't come in here thinking that you know what it is. You don't know what it is. It's a message that's been hid since the foundation of the world. So the prophet revealed it himself. But who in the world knows what he's talking about? It can only come by revelation. And that's what's going on now. Okay, page 19 and 20. Notice Revelation 10, 1 through 7. All the mysteries are to be revealed to the bride by the messengers of the Laodicean church age. And he goes into a revised Bible, Revelation 10, 1 through 7. And that day you see him come down. He eat up the little book. He put one foot on the land, one on the sea. Swore by him that lives and forever and ever, time shall be no more. And when he did, seven thunders uttered their voices. How many understand that Jesus Christ come down to put his foot, said time shall be no more? Yeah. Brother Cole, when was that? 40 years ago. Yeah. You mean that time is no more? No, 40 years ago, that's right. Oh. See, but that was the revelation. So you mean, Brother Coleman, now when Michael comes, veils in the fivefold ministry, then really time shall be no more? Yes. Oh, that's why the Lord had mercy on us this morning to get us sanctified. Of course. Well, someone said, maybe seated. Well, that's seven seals then. Brother Branham, that'll be revealed in the last days. Some great mystery how we get closer to God. And on one of the tapes, I said how a minister out in Tucson told me in 1968, he said, Brother Joe, he said, now, when the seventh thunders come, it'll be in the resurrection 30, 40 days, and then all of my nasty, dirty sins will be revealed because will be taken care of by the thunders. So I said, what? And he said, so will yours. I said, no. I said, brother, I don't have any dirty, nasty sins. Mine was eradicated now in the blood every day. So I don't know what you're talking about. That is what they're talking about. Sitting around doing nothing and waiting in hatred and no forgiveness and no brotherly kindness, waiting for the resurrection. How in the world can you get in the resurrection unless you adopt it? These are the soul-damning doctrines out there. Some great mystery how we get closer to God. It's going on now. You're being told how to get closer to God. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, God and brotherly kindness. Whosoever shall take, no sir, it can't be. Whosoever shall take one word from this Bible or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life. What it is a revelation on what has been missed back there. So Brother Branham, the Seven Thunders, revealed what was missed. It's on the tapes from June 1464 to December 65. But who in the world knows what he's talking about? So now a fivefold ministry will come and reveal what it is. And then you will eat the whole roll. Back to the Bible. Oh, Brother Coleman, you mean that the Son of Man, like he may be seated, like he did in the beginning, he came and revealed himself, and he left a ministry for the apostles? Exactly. So he come again, spoke through the prophet, revealed everything, and left the ministry for the fivefold ministry? He did it. Exactly. Amen. You may be seated. What it is a revelation on what has been missed back there. It's already wrote here, it's in here, the Bible. It's to reveal what's already been written. Because you can't add one thing to it or take one word from it. This is the complete revelation of Jesus Christ and the seven seals had the mysteries hid of what it all was and is supposed to open up in the last day at the Laodicean age, at the end of time. Thanks be to God that finishes the message to the church, that finishes it when they look back and see what has been and see what is all brought up to, that finishes it, the age of the church, and at the finishing of the seventh seal, the mystery of God should be finished. Oh, that's what Elohim is all about. Yes. You already know. You're at the finishing. This day, this is February 1965. I'm going according to the dates, so you see the continuity. Page 23, this day the scripture is fulfilled. And I went in and looked in my little book, and there it was next morning, 10 o'clock, in my room there, he's speaking about when the Lord told him to go to Tucson in 1962. You'll be northeast of Tucson, and there'll come seven angels in a cluster that will shake the whole earth around you. And said, it'll be told to you from there. How many remembers that here? Way before it happened. There's men sitting right here in this building tonight was standing right there when it happened. And said, the seven seals of the hidden mysteries of the entire Bible would be open and fulfill Revelation 10, that in the seventh angel's message, these things should come to pass. Now, are we talking about Revelation 5 and Revelation 6? Are we talking about Revelation 10? Revelation 6 was the seven written seals. But we over here with these hidden mysteries in verse 3 and 4. I don't think you're getting it. Amen. The seventh angel's message, these things should come to pass. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. You mean that the Son of Man, veiling the prophet, says what it is and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. And then they say that the seventh seal is not open. Page 24 and 25. Maybe seated. And I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. I said, the entire Bible, as much as it had been revealed to men through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus' name, and all these things has been revealed. Six seals. But there is secrets that's hid inside because the Bible is sealed with seven seals. Ain't them on the backside now. Seven seals on the backside. I must go there to find it. That morning when those seven angels come down and blasted the earth, and rocks flew every way, a seven angel stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville from where you come from, for the seven seals of the seven mysteries will be open. And what are the seven mysteries? Seven thunders. And what are the seven thunders? Seven seals. And what are the seven seals? Seven voices. Seven thunders, seven voices, seven mysteries, seven seals on the backside. And that would be open. And here we are today, we're understanding serpent seed. A few days, if God willing, we'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce. This is not March 63. This is 1965. And he's in his message. The last message. The finishing message. Hey! Glory! We'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce and all these things that God's opened, every seal, the mystery sets the foundation of the world, and we enjoy the presence of his blessing. That is true. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. You may be seated. Page 25, Brother Fred Softman, Gene Norman, and I stand there, three as a witness like it was upon the top of the mountain, Peter, James, and John, to give witness stood there and watched it when it happened and seen it done. There it is, hanging in the sky so far, no humidity, the seven angels, no moisture, nothing to make a big fog. How could it come there? It was the angels of God returning back after their message. This day that prophecy has been fulfilled in our midst. This day, this scripture has been fulfilled. Watch. Seven seals has been opened. Seven has been opened. Whirlwinds to the west coast. Now don't miss it like you did back yonder. Now our attention is a little closer to our day. This, and that was, now we're 7:18:65, spiritual food in due season. I'm going right in line with it. Page 13, paragraph 83. Then back out there at the beginning of the seven seals, when those seven angels come down in a pyramid form and stood there and told me to return back and speak on those seven seals, he'd be with me. He showed me what they were, the lost things. Now watch, I always thought it was sitting on the back of the book and it'd be something that wasn't wrote in the book, but it turned out that it was made known that he cannot do that. It isn't something that's written in the book, it's something that has been hid in the book. For whosoever shall take one word from it or add one word to it, so it's a mystery, it has been hid in the book in these seven church ages. Each one of them produced a mystery, all about water baptism, these other things that they fumbled about so long. Knowing it was at the end time, 7:25:65 in the morning. Page 60, paragraph 260. In the very day that the Son of Man is revealed, Revelation 10:1-7, read it when you get home. The seven angels' message opening up the seals. What is it? Not the angels of the Son of Man, but the messenger is revealing the Son of Man. Can you get it separated now? That's where it seems to be so hard for you. Not the Son of Man himself, but the seventh angel, the seventh messenger, is revealing to the public the Son of Man because it's left to shuck. He can't organize it. It's the grain itself again. And in that day, Jannes and Jeremies will withstand. Anointed ones, make believers, unbelievers, church formal, and Pentecostals stand up against the true grain. But let them alone if folly will be made manifest as theirs was. You understand now, page 61? Notice the very day when this messenger, not when he starts, but when he begins to sound, declare his, when he begins to declare his message. First pull, healing. Second pull, prophesying. Third pull, the opening of the word, the mysteries revealed. There's no higher order to reveal the word than prophets, but the only way the prophet can be a vindicator is by the word. And remember, the third pull was the opening of them seven seals to reveal the hidden truth that's been sealed in the word. Do you see it, he said. Page 61 and 62. Now there's three things we're going to say before we close. This is it. I want you to listen real close now as we close. Three things, remember, three things have been fulfilled. Did you hear that? Three things have been fulfilled. Three things that's been fulfilled lays before you right now. 1965. First, the world is in a Sodom condition. Is it? What about New Jersey? And what about New England and these marriages and so forth? The world's in a Sodom condition. Jesus said it would happen. Look at the perversion. Are women trying to act like men? Men trying to act like women? Sissified, rotten, filthy, low down, devil possessed and don't know it. Brother Coleman, you speak kind of rough. No, that's a prophet. That's a prophet. The Bible said that would happen, and that's where it's at. Secondly, is in that hour, according to the scripture here, that Jannes and Jambres appears. Thirdly, is at that same hour that the Son of Man is to be revealed. There's your make believer, your believer, and your unbeliever. is a genuine warrior standing out vindicated, make-believe impersonated, and there is the unbeliever rejecting the whole thing. Did you hear what he said? Three things lays before you. And that's the three. Do you understand? Then say amen. Oh, okay. I'm almost finished. What's attraction on the mountain? Seven. This is the night of the anointing, was at end time. 65. Page 5. So I got my mind set on this message. That's that third pull. And it's the one I must be loyal and reverent to. He's speaking about John the Baptist coming forth, and also because of prophesying about Jesus. Behold, I send my messenger before my face to prepare the way. Don't you know this fulfills prophecy? Prophecy was being fulfilled. And about that time, the prophet turned and said, behold, there comes the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now, what's the attraction? It's change from the prophet John to his prophecy, Jesus. But it shall be late, page 19, when she grows beyond organization, when she gets out past organization and blooms out again, she'll put forth oranges like she was when she went in the ground. And then it shall be light. When shall it be light? When she gets out past denomination. And then it shall be light. And then when that bride comes on the scene, they'll know that indeed a prophet has been among us. Hey, I'm finished here. Page 22. Return home, for thus saith the Lord. The seven mysteries that's been hid in the Bible all these years, these denominations, everything, God's going to open those seven mysteries to us in the seven seals. And the other day he's speaking about, he was standing up there. I'll just skip that. And never know. Okay, seven angels is awake. Okay, paragraph 148. What happened upon Mount Sunset? God confirmed his word. That's what all this noise is about. And you look up at the top there behind that screen, that's why I put the sunset up there. Here's why, because this is the last message. What's this all this noise about? Notice it's God fulfilling his promised word again of Revelation 10:1-7. In the days of the sounding of the seventh angel's message, the mystery of God should be finished. The hidden mystery of Revelation 10:1-7, the last message to the last church age. Why are you doing this, Brother Coleman? Because the fivefold ministry are ready to preach the hidden mysteries for a seventh thunder revival, for adoption time, perfection time. That's why. You've got to know it is finished. You got to know that. And then you won't look back again. You'll be looking forward. Amen. Amen. Fulfills exactly St. Luke, the last message to the last church here. You may be seated. Fulfills exactly in this age, St. Luke 17:30. It fulfills it. The day when the Son of Man shall be revealed, and there shall arise false prophets and false Christs, show great signs and wonders, insomuch it deceive the very elect if possible. The people still in doubt, and today they are. And as usual, the church is just as puzzled. And so are they today. Well, thank God for revelation. Amen. The finishing of the seventh seal, may be seated, is the last message. And Elohim came to reveal the last message, the hidden mysteries. And Michael will be here to finish, to reveal what the prophet has already revealed. The last message. Michael will preach it through the fivefold ministry. And that will be the finishing of the seventh seal. And the God of heaven promised the evening time would have evening light. Here it is. 3 years ago, this mystery was a prophecy, which was December 1962, and February 28th. What time is it, sirs? But now it's history, it's past. The promise is fulfilled. What time is it, sir? And what's the attraction? God fulfilling his word. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Now do you understand why, what the sunset means up on the wall? Sunset, Calvary's cross, and then the sunset message, and then it shall be light. Okay, and here's where I'm finished now. Here's where I take my stand. The events made clear by prophecy. This was August the 1st, 1965. And Sister Cole and I were there. And on page 23, Brother Rand said these words, "Friends, this is the fulfillment of Malachi 4, St. Luke 17, St. John 15, oh, so many Revelation 10, so many prophecies that can be pinned exactly to this day, and also in the book of St. Mark and Matthew, said these great signs and wonders would appear in the sky. Then on page 31, he made the whole tabernacle stand. I was there with my wife. Now he said on page 31, "Now with one accord, let's stand and say, I now accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Healer," and we had to say that. "And by his grace, from this hour henceforth, from this hour henceforth, oh God, let no unbelief ever enter my heart, for I have seen the prophecy of this day fulfilled." And I repeated that. I pledged that. I saw the prophecy of this day fulfilled. I believe that Jesus Christ is alive, confirming his word of this hour. The prophecy that was written of him has now been fulfilled in our midst. He is my Savior, my God, my King, my all in all. Now I say to you, praise God, you may be seated. Here I stand. God help me. I cannot do otherwise. God bless you.